Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Well, you know, gospel music is about the message, and when you look at a 2,000-year-old message, how do you present that in a new way? I don't know. These writers and these artists in gospel music are doing a fantastic job, and that's what we're going to do today, is hear the new music that's out there in gospel music. Kind of a state of gospel music, if you will, to check and see how we're doing. And I got to tell you, by the end of this show, I think you'll be very, very encouraged. Co-hosting the show with me is my good buddy Jonathan Martin of the Martins, and I have loved these guys almost since I was a kid. I don't want to make him sound old, but if you heard the show we did not long ago on their history, you just knew how much I went on and on about the Martins. I love their harmony. Jonathan, I'm glad you're with us, bud.
Glad to be here, Daniel, no matter how old I am.
That's right. And you guys are, I love the music you're putting out. In fact, we're not even going to get too far into this before we play this, because it is a powerful song that you guys have recorded and have released to radio. And I know our phone lines are ringing off the hook about this. What a powerful message. Tell them that I love them. Tell me again about how you found this song.
Wow. Just kind of like everybody finds songs, you start submitting, asking writers to submit music. And we had recorded 6 songs for our project, and we're kind of at a holding pattern, just not knowing what direction to go with music, with how to release it, record label, everything else. So we kind of waited and kept searching and praying for about another 3 years. And when we finally was able to get back together to look at finishing the project, start looking for songs, this song was in those final 4 songs that we were able to pull in and find for the project. And it just spoke to me. I mean, I've been in a lot of small churches, especially growing up. I grew up in a little small church that I could picture my pastor praying, you know, prior to service.
Sure.
I could picture him in that little altar and realizing, I guess, being reminded of what kind of spiritual preparedness goes into not just what I do, but with pastors all over the globe. Mm. You know, how our message, we if a pastor has been in a church for many, many years, and I know for me, I've got 6 children, and I tell them things I want them to do that I expect of them, that I know that I'm supposed to teach them as a godly father, and they just don't get it. You know, and how frustrating that can be when you've told them everything you can tell them over and over again, and you say, what can I do now? And for that pastor to realize and for God to remind him that, man, it's just a simple message, just that I love them. Mm. When you've told them everything and you don't know what else to say, when you've tried to use all your eloquent speech, the simple message that God wants them to hear and be reminded of is that he loves them and he died to set them free. There's an answer, and he's the answer, you know, of everything they need. Because we get away from the simple of the gospel many times, trying to make it sound like maybe we're smarter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a great song.
It is, and no matter, I mean, this is what is key about the gospel, is no matter what's going on in the current news, no matter what it is, no matter how good it is, no matter how scary it is, no matter how bad it is, it applies. It really is a one-size-fits-all solution when you say God is love and God loves you. Now, this is a tough question, I think. If this song came to you 10 or 15 years ago, and this was a song the Martins were going to record 10 or 15 years or 20 years ago, what stylistic treatment, how would it sound different? How would you have recorded the song back then, you think?
Wow, I don't know. Probably, if I could guess of something different we would have done, it might would have been more acoustic if we would have done it quite a few years ago. That's the only thing I could think of.
You grew up in Arkansas, and I know your story. You guys grew up singing a lot of harmony and singing a lot of, I mean, just be honest, simple arrangements, right?
Sure.
So the Martins' style now has changed. It's like every, I mean, just like you look at the gospel and Christian music as a whole, while the message has not changed, the way we present it maybe a little bit has, as far as the packaging, as far as the stylistic, and you guys do a tremendous job of keeping the message in the forefront no matter what the style is. And that's what we appreciate about the Martin. So Jonathan, here it is. It's the song, simply saying, Tell Them That I Love Them. You're listening to it on Daniel Britt and Friends.
An old-time preacher in a small-town church bows his head to pray. Early morning echoes off the empty walls of that sacred place. In 3 short hours, this room will be filled up with desperate souls. And he's begging God to tell him what they need to know when a still, small voice says, Tell them that I love. There's an answer for everything they need. Tell them there's forgiveness and hope in suffering. The truth never gets old, so say it again and again. Tell them that I love them. He thinks about Charlie, who just said goodbye his bride of 50 years, and Nathan and Sadie still praying for a baby through empty arms and tears. This is where they're running to find a little peace inside their pain, and he's pleading with the Savior for the words to say when a still small in a small town church bows his head to pray.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. That's the Martins. Jonathan Martin is my guest co-host on this show. And right now, new song from Brian Free and Assurance, the part where you come in.
You wouldn't think a child of 7 could have done much that she regrets. But in her heart, she knows she needs you. She's learned about your life and death. She and her daddy knew together. She prays you'll forgive her sin. And now the story gets familiar. This is the part where you come in. For the rest
Some had said an old-time altar, or in a hospital room one night. For some, the first time that we hear you, or one last chance before we die. But you're always waiting with forgiveness, no matter what we've done or been. You hear us crying for your mercy, and that's the part where you come in.
And everything's new, everything's changed. For each heart is different, yet somehow the same. For the rest of our lives, the story we'll tell.
Here on Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host this week, Jonathan Martin of the Martins. And I know you guys are back touring, and especially with the Gaithers. And this is a song that I'm sure you hear just about every night. It's a Gerald Crabb song. Crabb family right. Did this. Jason did this. And the vocal band now has their own touch of this, which, by the way, is nominated now. And it's
right.
It's tell me about this song when it hits the stage and you're on tour. How it affects you personally to hear Michael sing this?
To me, it's a declaration that all of us, you know, need to have the humbleness to use. Please forgive me, and that's one of the things that that we talk about on the tour with Gaithers a lot. That's something that's in the forefront of Mr. Gaither, of his mind and his thought processes here recently on the tour. Is that that's the words we don't. They seem so easy to say, but they're hard to pull out of our mouths sometimes to really say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. And that Gerald Crabb captured repentance.
Yeah.
Very beautifully in that song, and how it is should be a heartfelt, sincere. It's not just, oh, I'm, you know, please forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm.
You know, it is I need your grace. I need your grace just to make it through, because my strength is gone. You know, I don't have anything left here. I can beat myself up about it. So please forgive me. Mm. And I don't know. It's just a beautiful song.
It's so personal for all of us. I think we can all apply that
right.
In a deep way in our own lives. And that is, you're right. He did capture something good when he wrote that. It's the vocal band, Please Forgive Me. Nothing but new music here on New Music Spotlight. I'm Daniel Britt and Friends.
My sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow. Can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that awaits for me tomorrow, when the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you until forgive me.
Michael Inglis, the Gaither Vocal Band there with Please Forgive Me. And right now, the Lefevre Quartet from the project live in Memphis. You're never too far away.
This is Jonathan Martin, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
You've never gone this far. just ignored that voice inside your heart. Let me tell you a secret about the Father's love. His grace is more than sufficient for anything you've ever.
Stuff on Daniel Britton Friends. It's a new music spotlight. Jonathan Martin's my guest co-host. Hey, Jonathan, tell me about Paid in Full. Tell me about your relationship with these guys, how well you know them.
I first met Paid in Full because of Mr. Jake Hess. Jake Hess had heard these young men sing and kind of brought them to a Gaither taping here and there into a concert, and we began to hear them. And they just are some talented guys. They sing very well together. And then of course, Judy being married to Mr. Hess, that's kind of how Mr. Hess's son, Jake Hess Jr., that's began our relationship with Paid in Full. Mr. Hess was a fan of theirs and a friend. One of their members, Lance Moore, does our website and does a great job. And to me, a lot of people don't realize what some artists do when they're off the road or when they're home.
Absolutely.
You know, like me, I'm pretty much just a dad and a husband. At the same time, I have been known to drive limousines, or to, you know, for friends of mine that have them, or I've been known to help my brother-in-law with his rental properties and doing some interior painting,
wow,
or fixing a leaky sink, or doing any work. You know, I've been known to do that. And one of the Paid in Full guys ended up doing web design and does the Martin's website. So that might be an unknown trivia about Paid in Full.
Paid in Full. Now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
A broad road. footsteps I see as they mark the path for me to God's city where I'll never suffer loss.
Oh, lead on, lead on, sweet Jesus, till heaven's perfect light I shall behold.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight from the project A Man Like Me. Here's Wes Hampton, Because of Love.
You could have walked away. You could have left the world in shame to let us wander lost and all alone. And you said this is more than you can take. You could have turned around and walked a different road. But to our surprise, you chose life against every odd to show your heart, to prove the truth that you alone are God. Because of love, changed. There is a brand new page in the story now. Forever was rewritten because of love. I have eternity. When you gave to me the one thing that I don't deserve, and I can't believe the price that I was. Because of the love, there is a ray of hope where only darkness used to be, and we can see the light that leads us home. Oh, we can have a life that even death can't take away, for the power of your love.
Because of love, I have eternity. When you love.
Hey, you're listening to Daniel Britton Friends. It's a new music spotlight, and we're shining the spotlight on some outstanding songs. We kicked it off with a song by the Martins, and Jonathan Martin is my guest co-host. Jonathan, I love you guys, and I love what you're doing. You staying busy here in 2012?
We are. We've staying very busy. Things are just picking up and getting busier and busier. Still doing Gaither tour. Just got off a Gaither cruise. We've been in California for a week and just doing all kind of things. It's been a lot of fun.
And I know somebody else who I keep tabs on who stay so busy. But yet, a lot of people don't really understand exactly what they do, but I'm telling you, they're great talents, and that's Reggie and Lady Love Smith, and I love these guys, and this song has really come to the forefront of gospel music. He Knows the Way Home is a song they've recorded. But tell me about your relationship with Reggie and Lady Love, because they seem to be, everybody in the industry at least knows Reggie and Lady Love and respects their work that they do in Nashville.
Sure. Right, they're great singers, period, but they've been doing background vocals for years and years and years, and just have sung for everybody and behind everybody, and can definitely stand on their own and sing on a stage. So that's where we became friends with them, as they were background vocalists, and then studio work that they would do. But they're just talented people. Any style of music, any voicings that you're looking for, they can pull it off, and that's hard to do. On the Gaither cruise, they do a big band night where they just do big band music, and it's a lot of fun.
I bet.
And they do that very, very well. They're two talented individuals, and they love each other, and you can tell, and we love them.
Reggie is crazy, and people often ask, Lady Love, is that really her name?
Right.
And it is.
They have fun with it.
Yeah, they do, absolutely. And they got a cute kid. And, I follow those guys on Facebook and the sweet people. And here's the song that really people are falling in love with as well. He Knows the Way Home, providing such hope for today. And it's, again, a timeless message. Nothing but new music on a new music spotlight right now on Daniel Britton Friends.
It does not matter where you started, but friend, it matters where you end. We're all walking toward forever, and there's only one road that leads to
narrow.
there to lead us. Just follow Jesus. He knows the way home. Just follow Jesus. He knows the way
Again, that's Reggie and Lady Love Smith. He knows the way home. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm glad you're here. It is a new music spotlight. Nothing but the new stuff this hour. Right now, Gordon Moat's latest song, Hold Me Up, from his project, I Will Sing.
Lord, you promised there'd be nothing that we couldn't make it through. In my heart, I know your word is true. It's just these waters that I'm sailing through right now are mighty rough. Could you wrap me in your arms and hold me up? Hold me up so I can sing. I've been trying hard to fly, but I can't find my wings. I am traveling through a time where all I have is not enough. I need to hear your voice and feel your touch. Could you wrap me in your arms? Lord, I know I'm not the only one whose heart is hurting now. There are others, Lord, who need to feel your power. And if anyone knows how we feel, Lord, we know it's you. So please come and do what only you can do. Can't find our wings. We are traveling through a time where all we have is not enough. We need to hear your voice and feel your touch. Could you wrap us in your arms and hold us up?
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host Jonathan Martin. We're spinning some new stuff, and this is a guy, the word that always comes to mind when I think of Russ is cheerleader, especially when you're on tour with him on these homecoming tours. So tell me about your relationship with Russ Taff through the years.
Well, of course, like many of us, I grew up hearing him sing with the Imperials, and then of course he did a lot of contemporary music with his one of the best Christian albums of all time is the Metals album that he did. It's a more of a Christian rock record, but that's just, to me, that's timeless, and it's iconic, in my opinion. So that's when I first heard of Russ Taff, and never imagined I'd get to meet him, much less, you know, you know, be friends and even tour and get to spend time with him. But he's one of those voices. It's a very distinct voice, and you'll never mistake that voice. And the way he sings and portrays a song is very emotional. I mean, he can truly, you feel that he feels what he's singing. And that's one of the things he does very well.
This is an album he went to the Faroe Islands and recorded and has fallen in love with that location to record. And in fact, titled the album Faroe Islands, and it's Love is a Cross, which is a great, great tune. And if you know Russ, you can just picture him singing this and really putting everything he has into it. And it's here for you now. Russ Taff, by Daniel Britt and Brent.
I've heard it said that love is blind. It's never afraid and never unkind. And I've heard it said love is all you need. That it's a many splendor days. I've heard people say that love at first sight, how it's so wrong and how it's so right. It lifts you up, it lets you down. Oh, but I have found that love is a cross. Love, let it be. Love is saving you. Love is saving me. The blood and the nails, a body. It's something the world cannot achieve. Oh, but I believe that love is a cross. Love, let it be. Love is saving you. Love is saving me. The blood and the nails, a body so bruised, a holy heart broken, the time.
Staff, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. This is a new music spotlight now, the latest from Ivan Parker, simply titled Joyride.
I don't want to sit around and watch the days go by. One day comes and then it's gone. Don't want to waste my time. 'Cause life is a treasure that's waiting there for me. Won't let the grass grow underneath my feet. I'm ready for the open road with heaven in my sight. God only knows why.
what's up ahead, and that's all right. Though every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride.
Yesterday's a memory fading in my rear view. Every new horizon, one more chance to chase the truth. I think I'm gonna slow down, take my hands off of the wheel, and trust the one who's in control. I love the way this feels. I'm ready for the open road with heaven in my sight. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's all right. Though every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. Every twist and every turn, mountain high or valley low, there's an unseen hand that leads me everywhere I go. I'm open road,
heaven in my sight,
no matter what it brings,
it's a joy ride.
Oh, every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. I'm ready for the open road with heaven at my side. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's all right. Though every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. It's a joy ride.
Daniel Britton Friends here, Jonathan Martin, my guest co-host, nothing but the new stuff on a new music spotlight. And I know, I'm pretty sure I'm accurate on this, that you were part of a taping, an early Gaither Homecoming taping, when this next artist was still in her mother's womb, and that'd be Morgan Easter. Am I right on that?
I think you're right. Thanks for bringing that up.
And now she has come into her own, not only as a full-fledged, bona fide member of the recording artist Jeff and Sherry Easter, but now doing her own solo things and not yes. just riding on the wings or the coattails of her parents. I mean, she has really come out with a voice that has matured into you can hear her mama in her voice. I'll put it that way. But I'm telling you, she has really amazed all of us, I think.
Yes, she has. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about her is remembering before, you know, before she was born and as she was born and growing up, and then now seeing her mature as a young lady and as an artist is really cool to see. And it's the way I guess some people may have felt about knowing us as we were growing up singing.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her. I love Jeff and Sherry, but I'm proud of Miss Morgan.
And this is a fun tune, but I'm telling you, it generates a response. When people hear this message, they call and say, I got to hear that again, or that song hit right when I needed it, because it's a message. The title, God Knows What He's Doing. It's from her project, Not Without Love. Morgan Easter, daughter of Jeff and Sherry Easter, and it's here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Been crying. He broke your heart and you feel like dying. You're wondering why Mr. Right turned out to be so wrong. There ain't no hope from where you're standing. Silver lining's hard to imagine. Just a page in the book of your life, a little rock on the hill you'll climb, something you had to lose to fight. There's something better waiting for you. You're on the right road, so whatever. you've been chasing.
Hey there, mother, that dream you've been chasing.
Feels like time that you've been wasting. It ain't meant to be reality. You're sending in like rain. But this is just a page in the book of your life. A stepping stone on a hill you'll climb. Something you had to lose.
God knows what he's doing. Hey, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight. We'll wrap things up right here with Lauren Talley. I love it. It's The Wildest Places on Daniel Britt and Friends.
As they journeyed with the Lord, oh, can't you hear them reminiscing? As they shake their heads and smile, saying just to walk with Jesus was worth every crazy mile.
Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is. As love leads to the wildest places.
Whether it's across the world or just across town, anyone who's gone anywhere in Jesus' name has found.
Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places.
Finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places.
places.
Well, to wrap up our new music spotlight, I think if you go back and listen, you'll find out the state of gospel music is very, very strong. And I know these tunes have encouraged you. Jonathan, you feel confident that gospel music's alive and well?
I do. You just listen to these new, all the new music that's out now, the new artists, the young people like Morgan and everybody that's growing up, and Russ Taft still singing and putting out new music. Gospel music is alive and well.
That's good. Well, you're very kind to do this and take your time out of a busy schedule, and give us the website for the Martins so we can follow you guys on Twitter, Facebook, website, everything like that.
Sure. Everything is Martins Online. So it's martinsonline.com is our website, Facebook/Martins Online, and, of course, Twitter is Martins Online also.
Easy.
So just look us up, follow what we're doing, and it's been a blast being with you, Daniel.
Hey, how can we pray for you guys? You got any needs coming up?
Wow, we're not as young as we used to be, and the schedule's picking up. How about that?
Yeah, I'm with you there. Jonathan Martin here, great to talk to you, and thanks for helping us feature some of these new tunes.
Thank you, Daniel. God bless you. Appreciate you very much.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.